This is the Business Opportunities Weblog Weekend Wrap-Up for September 11th, 2010. I'm Rich Whittle. We started off the week with the Labor Day holiday and a moment of silence for the 15 million men and women who are still looking for a job. If just one person would help one other person find a decent job, we could solve this problem. Corey Stanton's online cookie business seemed to be off to a promising start when it was featured on the Rachel Ray Show. But the free national publicity had one unexpected consequence. A company with a different but similar name threatened Stanton with a trademark infringement lawsuit. Moral to the story, get that trademark first. When Lindsay Phillips was a teenager, she came up with the idea for a flip-flop with interchangeable straps for an art class project. Today her company employs 35 full-time staffers and is projected to bring in $30 million in revenue this year. Could you imagine being paid to start a business while working towards your MBA in college? That's the idea behind the MBA Entrepreneur Fellow Program at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. Each qualifying student receives a $30,000 scholarship, $10,000 for each of the program's three semesters. You'll want to check out this week's Inventor's Journal. Inventor Jim Atkinson talks about his dryer net filter. This inexpensive product lets you use the extra heat from your clothes dryer to heat your home in the winter. Students 18 and under can showcase an original toy or game and win prizes and industry acclaim at the Chicago Toy and Game Fair's Young Inventor Challenge. The 8th Annual Chicago Toy and Game Fair will be held November 20th and 21st at Navy Pier in Chicago. Think you can make money telling people when to go to the bathroom? Well, Dan Florio has already made $45,000 doing just that. In this week's That's My Business, Dan talks about his website, runp.com, where he tells people when it's the best time in a movie for a bathroom break. Minneapolis ad man Doug DeGrood has developed an internet retail site devoted to hockey moms called, not surprisingly, HockeyMama.com. The site has stocking hats, beanies, baseball caps, jackets, and all kinds of swag bearing the Hockey Mama logo. No word on any endorsement by Sarah Palin, the first hockey mom to run for U.S. Vice President. And finally, according to the National Watermelon Promotion Board, only 16% of grocery stores still sell watermelons with seeds. That's a 42% decline from 2003. What's more alarming is their prediction that within a generation, children won't even know watermelons were meant to come studded with shiny black seeds. That's it for this week. We'll be back again next Saturday with more interesting stories from Dane Carlson's Business Opportunities weblog. Thanks for listening.